Riviera Radio Business.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. After being very rude about my golf game, thank you very much. How is that to start an interview on a Tuesday morning? It's very rude.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. I mean, that's a change from you bullying me, doesn't it, really?
This idea of bullying you can continue to promote is absolutely unacceptable and untrue.
So the RCN's back tomorrow, is it?
Clear, crystal sound, hopefully, from tomorrow. So let's see where we go. Engineers are working round the clock to fix it.
Does look like it's on its last legs, the RCN system, which is a bit of a shame, but I mean, it's quite expensive, isn't it? So you have to pay for the calls both ways, whereas you don't on the internet. But just the quality of the internet, Skype, yeah, it's hit and miss. I mean, Zoom's okay, but it's not crystal clear like RCN. And what's this other one you keep going on about?
Clean feed is pretty good.
That's pretty good, is it? Okay, we might have to try and set that up for the next time your ISDN goes kaput, but it generally looks as if the ISDN is going to be a thing of the past within a couple of years, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, markets, good day to start the week on Wall Street. President Trump went home, and prospects for a fresh stimulus package have brightened as well.
Yeah, lots of optimism around President Trump's prognosis. A wave of merger and acquisition speculation in Europe, as you say, fiscal stimulus hopes certainly pushing equity markets higher. Speedy recovery for the president would help to remove additional, and it's very much additional, uncertainty over the election, stimulus negotiations and his Supreme Court nomination. On the corporate front, the European banking sector got a boost on talks of tie-ups. Telecoms were up and on news of deals to Vodafone and Telecom Italia next year, and SIA agreed a deal to create one of Europe's largest payment providers. On Wall Street, major equity indexes rebounded from Friday's weakness, best day actually in 4 weeks, led by the likes of energy, healthcare and technology. Markets also watching those US election polls very carefully indeed. A stronger lead for Biden in both the national polls and swing states, and the possibility of a clear winner rather than a close election, a prolonged legal battle, also perhaps seen as positive by markets. In terms of performance, S&P 500 is up 1.8% yesterday, NASDAQ was up 2.3%. Should filter through to a stronger start on the European bourses this morning, where we're currently calling FTSE up 16 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 38 points, CAC 40 in Paris up 16 points.
No wonder journalists enjoy their job. And the amount of kerfuffle that's been written about Donald Trump and coronavirus over the last couple of days is just absolutely mind-boggling, isn't it?
Well, he's a TV star and he knows how to frame the story. And there were some dramatic pictures as we've gone through this process on his way to hospital via the Marine One helicopter. Then that interesting drive around.
Hello. Has he gone? Do you want to come in here?
What am I going to tell you about Trump?
Yeah.
Driving around.
Well, it's just the amount of column inches that have been devoted to, you know, is he
waiting really... for the numbers to settle when it...
Hello?
This is your call.
I can't wait for the ISDN to come back. I really can't. Have you gone?
Can you hear me both?
Are you
can
back?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you
I'm
now.
I'm with you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just saying, I think it will take a little bit of time for the numbers to settle when it comes to the key polls in the United States to see what effect this has truly had on the American voting public.
He's running out of time, isn't he? Only, a month to go?
Yeah, less than that now. So it's going very quickly, as you say. So it's going to be...
Yes, ping. Oh, dear. Are you coming back? See, Joe Biden's wife had to put him out of the way.
So how honest people are in terms of their voting intentions will be incredibly important in terms of deciding where the polls are and his likelihood of winning, I think.
Don't think we're making much progress. So are we going to give up on that completely, or are you going to come back? Hello? Earth calling pots. Has he disappeared into the ether? I think we might have to play a record, before the press review at just before the 9 o'clock news from the BBC. Give up on Mr. Potts this morning. Hopefully the ISDN will be back in working order tomorrow.